A good eye tracks down from afar the silhouette of the volcanic peak of Brionnais, that is a natural Belvedere, peaking at 927 meters high. As we approach, it changes, and little by little, the fascination occurs until the final discovery of a bouquet of motionless basalt columns for eternity, carrying as evidence a slender chapel. The ascent of the rock is an announcement for vast spaces. It also sharpens the sensations and arouses the imagination. When the mist surrounds the valley at the bottom, the chapel becomes the last sanctuary of the world. During the summer, the luxuriant vegetation moderates the heat accumulated by the rock of the southern hillside, papered with grasses and with succulent plants. During the summer, the climb takes place in a humming of insects and butterflies, unless if the low mountain range climate change activates some stormy squall inciting caution. Often, the lightning reminded that the nature is sovereign here. Nevertheless, this natural refuge was fitted out in the Middle Ages in a fortress. A ditch, some elements of masonry, and the circular cavity of a silo or a tank. Men used to gather under its protection at the bottom of the rocks. At the beginning of the path, you will guess, on both sides, the vestiges of a village, abandoned in an indefinite period. Sections of wall and some beautiful devices of angle seem to be dated back to the late Middle Ages. The climb is made under the edge of the cape carrying the apse of the chapel. The ascent ends by a path on the surface of relief between basalt columns and masses of fallen rocks of the slope, with a plunging perspective on the narrow valley of Valbelie. Closer, pastures of plateau resist to the forest. The arrival to the summit frees a panorama in 360 degrees. Its viewpoint indicator names the principal points. We dominate the valley of the Couspavin and the village of Sauriez, coiled at the bottom of a volcanic plateau in the abrupt hillside. By inversion of the relief, the ancient lava flow was planned little by little and transformed into a long spinal column. The narrow shape of the village shows that its evolution was conditioned for a long time by a stake in defense. Beyond, by clear weather, the glance slides from a volcanic relief to the other one, between the Mont d'Or and Val d'Allier. The chapel would lean on Romanic foundations, but in its current state the building dates back to the 17th and the 19th century. An outdoor altar, used every year during the pilgrimage in Notre-Dame of the Mont Carmel, precedes it.